This is Amber Cheney, and you are now listening to The Core. Welcome to the first episode of 2018. Happy New Year. Feels so good to say that. I feel like I have not been able to say that enough. I've not been able to acknowledge that it's a new year enough. So again, Happy New Year. It's been a hell of a journey. It's been an amazing journey throughout the year of 2017. One thing that I can say about entering into 2018 is that I am 100% happy. I am 100% healthy, and you know, I feel humbled. I feel at peace. I feel comforted. I'm loving on myself more than ever. And I can only hope and pray that all of you are in this space right now, or reaching to meet yourself at this space, to meet yourself in a space of comfort and solitude and peace. I pray that all of us experience some level of heightened awareness in 2018. I pray that all of us experience success and joy and growth and personal fulfillment, that we develop into our highest self, that we continue to rely on our own guidance and not rely on the guidance of the world to lead us in the direction in which we desire to grow. I am very hopeful that all of us will continue to grow and flourish into our best selves, and not just our best selves, but our most authentic selves. I pray that whatever we put our hands onto grows and it flourishes and it manifests itself into something beautiful and amazing, that it's not going to serve just ourselves, but it's going to serve the world and every living being in it. I pray that whatever our purpose is, that we accept the fact that our purpose and our path to this purpose is going to be as imperfect as it can be, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be beautiful. Or that doesn't mean that it is not going to be beautiful. Because we all know that the things that are deemed most imperfect are the things that hold the most value. So honor everything that you can in 2018. The good, the bad, or indifferent. The imperfect. Because it's taking you somewhere. 2018 is going to be a beautiful year for all of us. And I want you to continue to affirm that. I want you to continue to speak empowering words and blessings over your life. I want you to continue to not be discouraged or defeated by what you think is a hindrance or what you think is holding you back. Because everything you think is holding you back is only a false sense of imprisonment. It's only a figment of the imagination. It's only something that lives in the mind. When you are ready to progress forward, you possess the power to move yourself forward as far and as wide as you see fit. Let 2018, excuse me, why do I keep saying 2015? Let 2018 be the year that you empower yourself. That's really all I have to say. Let's get into the episode. So, into 2017. 2017 was like, ugh, so much went on. It was just like so busy, so crazy. Everything was like chaotic. It was so noisy, and I was finding it so difficult for me to just relax and find peace. Ugh, it was just crazy. This morning, I woke up out of my sleep at like 2 a.m. and it was wild because I didn't have a desire to like talk to anyone, get on my phone. All I really wanted to do was just sit in solitude. And I chose to get out a pen and a piece of paper. And then I started listening to this playlist that I've been curating on Tidal. It's like, a playlist for all these different wedding songs. So I started listening to this playlist and I was like singing and feeling the music. And then all these things just started to pour out. So I started to write all these things on paper. And then I started to think about what my biggest lesson of 2017 was. And I realized that in this moment, I was practicing that lesson. And that lesson for me in 2017 was to create space. It was something that was carried with me throughout the entire year, but I felt it was more prominent and kept nudging at me. Like, I would say the last 6 months of the year. And that was at a time where I felt like it was crunch time. Things were really hectic and really chaotic, and I was all over the place and multiple phones at one time, and everything was crazy. And I was finding it really hard to just sit with myself and finding what was meaningful to me anymore, you know? While all the things that I was doing were meaningful and they were passionate, it's just like, what feels good outside of this? And I think one of the biggest things for me when I kept hearing these words, create space, like I kept hearing it, I kept feeling it, I kept seeing reminders for it, kept getting nudges for it. But the difficult thing for me was defining or deciding what creating space meant for me. That was the hard part. Then it was like, okay, well, when I do decide what it means to me, like, what is this space going to feel like? What is this place going to look like? Is it going to have a distinctive scent? Is it going to feel a certain type of way physically? Like, what is this space? And I realized that my way of creating space took me time to discover what it meant, to discover what it was going to be. When you think of the words create space in your life, what are the first things that come to mind? I asked myself this question and now I'm posing it to you. When you think of the words create space, what are the first things that come to mind? What do you think about most? I feel like most of you, your immediate thoughts or your immediate answer was to possibly declutter physical space. When I think about creating space, I'm going to probably clean out my car, or I am going to clean out my room or my closet or multiple closets, and I'm going to get rid of some clothes and some shoes, donate a couple things, you know, which is all awesome. These are all great things. And I want you to know that, you know, there's no right or wrong answer to life when it comes to figuring out what works for us and figuring out what's for our own betterment. However, what I do want you to think about as well is, how often do you take inventory of the emotional things in your life that are chaotic and causing clutter? How often do you say, I need to create space emotionally? Think about that. How often do you say, this person, place, or situation is draining me and I need to disengage or I need to disconnect? It's okay if you don't do this often, because I was definitely at a space in my life where I wasn't doing it as frequently as I should have been doing it. There are really no right or wrong answers. There's no bad or good to this. But what I do want all of us to learn is to practice finding peace and comfort in the things that allow us to create space and show up for ourselves. I want us all to practice finding comfort in allowing ourselves to become one with that space that allows us to connect with who we are on a deeper level. How are we connecting with or creating space for the things that allow us to say, I need to feel good, and in order to feel good, I need to say no to this? I want us to practice finding comfort in and peace in the things we choose to let go of. Finding comfort and liberation in saying that this is no longer serving me, and I am happy letting it go to create space for things that are more fulfilling and that are in support of my highest good. There is so much courage in us choosing to say, I am letting this go. And I don't think a lot of us acknowledge that. And oftentimes I think a lot of us do acknowledge that the courage that it takes. So a lot of us turn our backs on it because we don't feel we have the courage or the power to say, I'm choosing to let go of this because I would rather choose me first. There's so much strength found in the simplistic act of creating space for ourselves. In this year, in 2018, give yourself time. Give yourself space to bloom, to breathe, to grow, to heal, to flourish. Give yourself time and space to flourish in the space that you are in this very moment. Don't think about the space that you're going to be in 5-10 days from now, 5-10 years from now. Think about who you are in this very moment. Do not try to process who you want to be or who you desire to be. Who are you in this very moment? Create space to honor that person. Because what happens is we get so caught up in honoring and catering to who we desire to be, that we're neglecting that who we are in this very moment. Honor that space. Honor that person. Create space to appreciate the experiences and the lessons of the past. So often we shame the past. We shame the people who hurt us in the past, the people who have caused us pain, the people who we feel like neglected us and caused us heartbreak. We shame those experiences without being aware or even acknowledging the power and importance that all these things hold and have held in our lives. These things are the key that is creating strength and allowing us to grow stronger and wiser. These are the things that are creating self-awareness for us. Do you know that all the pain that you've experienced throughout the last year, all of the tears that you cried, Those are the very reasons that you chose to continue to keep fighting. Do you even see or realize that the times that you felt rejected, the times that you felt turned away, the times that you felt the people that you love the most turn their backs on you? Those were the times that taught you that you were guided and you were protected. And that wasn't really necessarily rejection at all, but it was protection from all of the things that you thought you needed, all of the things that you thought you wanted. Because we all know what is perceived to be rejection is actually protection for something that is not deserving of us, but something that is so much more, it's protecting us for something that is so much more greater out there in the world for us. Do you even see or do you even realize that all of the heartbreak and the pain that you've experienced are the very things that gave you strength and taught you to stand in solidarity and stand up and appreciate your own self? When those you loved and those you thought that loved you walked away, those were the experiences and the lessons that taught you to show up for your damn self. Appreciate them. Create space for them. But also, let those things go so you can create space for new lessons and new experiences. And no, you do not have to create space for these new lessons and new experiences to be experiences that you learn the hard way, that you're learning through pain and trauma. Those new experiences do not have to be that way. You can create space for things that are beautiful, things that do not challenge you in a way to feel defeated, things that do not challenge you to feel like you have to question yourself. It is sometimes the very act of creating space that brings our entire life into perspective at this very moment. It's the choice. It's our choice to create space that opens up the doors to new beginnings and healing. We can't continue to grow. We can't continue to heal if we're constantly holding on to, overprocessing, and suppressing the experiences of the past. So earlier when I mentioned that it was 2 a.m. in the morning and I was sitting in my bed, and it was in that moment when I was listening to that music and writing in my notebook that I had realized that I was acting on the very lesson that traveled with me throughout 2017. And that was me in that very moment, allowing myself to create space to honor me, to do what felt good, to do what made sense, to not think about what project I had to do, what client I had to respond to, what emails I had to tend to, and none of that. It was just me creating space in the moment to feel good. Me creating space in the moment to honor me, to do what felt right to me. That is your challenge in 2018. To reconnect and connect on a deeper level with the things that allow you to honor yourself, the things that allows you to choose yourself before you choose anyone else. Create space for those things, because in 2018 it's going to be a hell of a ride and you are going to need them. It is no time like the present to create space and let go. If there is anything that has happened within the last year or any year prior, anything that has not happened within the last 8 days that you're still holding on to, that you're still harboring on to, let it go. What you're choosing to do is you're choosing to be a victim to your circumstances. And when you allow yourself to create space to heal from these things, you allow yourself to see that I'm not really a victim at all. That these are the things that I needed. These are the things that are shaping and molding me into the person that I need to be. Hold space for yourself in 2018. Do what feels good to you. Do what feels right for you. It is then and only then that we choose to honor ourselves and show up for ourselves that we can be our best selves for the world and everyone in it. It does not work the other way around. So that is the lesson for 2018. I pray that you all take this with you and carry it with you, and you choose to start over and create space as many times as you need to. As many times as you need to until you feel good, until it feels right. Create it. Open yourself up to new perspectives. Open yourself up to new possibilities. Do not open yourself up to return to what the past felt like. Do not open yourself up to create the same cycles and the experience the same lessons over. And stop opening yourself up to that. Let that go in 2018. Create space for the now. Create space for the new. Create space to be present, to be still, to be mindful, to be aware. Create space to love on you and to honor you in 2018. I wish you all an abundance of love, light, and success in 2018. It's going to be a beautiful year. A beautiful year. I am wishing you all the best. Until our next episode, y'all know the motto. Be inspired, be encouraged, be blessed. Bye, you guys.